A very special day for them. They're releasing an EP today. Iroto Itipo Iroto Itiao. Nice name. It's nice, isn't it? Anyway, I am talking about Tekahu, who is on the line with me right now to talk all about it. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. O tira atamaria kia koutou katoa, kei o tautahi.
Hey, congratulations. You must be feeling pretty good right now.
Oh, thank you. I am. I'm honestly so proud of this beautiful little project, and it's just really nice to finally have it out in the world. I've been working on it since last November.
So oh my god!
Over a year.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I never get
in
used
different
to
countries,
that.
You know, started off during my residency at Massey University in Wellington, and then did all of the finishing touches in Los Angeles when I was over there for shows.
Wow, because that was immediately the first thing that came to mind is, oh, well, since last November, you've been quite a few places.
Yes, true.
does that help or, like, hinder, do you think, your kind of creative process?
I think it's, like, a bit of both. Like, if folks are listening and you're not sure who Tekahu is, my other project is Thea. So I've been in the United States touring for Thea. When I started off my residency in Massey in November, I was working on both, like, my recent release, Baldhead, and this little mini album at the time, which are, like, kind of different mindsets. Like,
yeah.
Baldhead's obviously quite, like, you know, defiant, and that's for my project Fear. And then Iroto Itipo, Iroto Itiao is, like, a collection of love songs, which is very delicate. So, yeah, I feel like you just have to, you know, I suppose if you want to finish something, you just have to make the decision to get back in the mindset to finish it. And so I was able to do that, thankfully. But geographically, it's kind of intense. Like, I don't know how much time I've got. I recorded, like, two of the three songs at Massey. And then when I was over in Los Angeles, I decided that I wanted to do the tōwhaitanga, which are, like, recitations.
Yeah,
so,
right.
In other words, because all of the songs are entirely in te reo Māori, you know, karekau he kupu Pākehā, no English, I decided that I wanted to, you know, provide, kind of like spoken word accompaniment, so people who don't understand te reo can kind of hopefully understand the beauty of our reo. So I recorded those in Los Angeles and the video in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, I have to say, congratulations. It's just such a beautifully rounded kind of piece of work. And I think, yeah, all your little additions are just so kind of well thought through and also appropriate. Tell us kind of where this sort of came from, because you're right, it's so different to Baldhead and it's so different to kind of your Thea work. What's the origin story really of this EP?
I suppose it's that you know, I've been touring both projects. Last year was more touring, like 2023 was touring Tekahu, and then this year has been touring Thea. And so I've always kind of got, like, a longing to be working on both projects at the same time, if you will. Like, always, you know, having something for each, because they both represent such, you know, specific kind of things. For this project, I had, like, been working on some a cappella songs that I really loved, and the whole Tekahu project really is just a dedication to my tūpuna wahine, so my female ancestors, in particular my grandmother Rangirara, and then her mother, my great-grandmother Nani Mite. And so for this, I found that I was like, you know what, I've got, like, two waiata already, which is Iroto Itipo, Iroto Itiao, In the Darkness and the Light, which is also the name of the EP. And then I had this first waiata as well called E Te Tau O Takuate. And they were both love songs, but obviously like love songs to, you know, my whakapapa and my ancestors. And also the vibe, like pretty much when I was in residency in Massey, I was like, oh my gosh, they're also really just love songs and, lullabies. And I just really thought that it's an important project to be able to show the gentleness and I suppose the romanticism of Aotearoa, but also, just give people something to really calm them down because I know times are really tough, whether it be politically or, you know, financially, just everything. And more importantly, provide folks that, you know, don't speak Aotearoa or are Māori and, you know, on their reconnection journey. Yeah, something that's kind of a rongoā or a medicine that's really gentle because I do acknowledge that my thea work on the whole is quite, defiant and, you know, pretty upbeat. So this is kind of
pretty punchy,
a nice
know?
Opposite.
Yeah, yeah. Is there, I've always been curious, is there sort of like certain sounds or certain chord progressions or things like that that kind of evoke emotion? Because, yeah, as you say, this is kind of, these are softer, these are love songs, there is some kind of passion to them. Are there certain, like, techniques or like certain things that really evoke emotion for you?
For me it's for sure the melody. I mean, I wrote every single one of these songs as a cappella first and then added the production afterwards, and even like the prod as well, you know. I suppose because I adore the art of some, you know, good vocal production and harmonies especially, like they're just so intrinsically Māori, I feel, and so, yeah, just so beautiful and uplifting. And lots of stacks of them is what I really love to do. So they are kind of the, like, the ngako or, like, the heart, if you will, of the kaupapa. And then the production, just really minimal, like, you know, just some really gentle picking on acoustic guitar or in Takumakau, which is the final song, To One Significant Other, it's like, you know, just really, really gentle, delicate piano. So I feel like the shining star really is the vocals and the top line that can be performed by themselves or obviously with a guitar. And then the art of good production, I feel, is not distracting from the top line and from, you know, the melody, but just holding it. So my friend Abe, who produced it, did such a beautiful job of keeping it really delicate and just cushioning it, really, I reckon.
Yeah, I agree. A very good job has been done. Do you think you'd ever release some purely a cappella music?
Oh, yes. I have already.
Oh, like, have you?
Song, yeah, the first song on this record is completely a cappella.
No way.
Nothing yet, just one single vocal.
I haven't listened to that track yet. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's completely a cappella. And then, of course, my Te Kaho Rangi, the first record I've done, the opening track is a karanga, and that's completely a cappella as well.
Wow, because you don't get that much these days.
True. I mean, I guess you're right, unless you're hearing, like, more te ao te ao or something on the marae, like, unaccompanied.
Yeah.
You're right. People tend to really, you know, and me too sometimes, really enjoy just layering up the prod. But, yeah, I do really love, I love the intimacy of literally nothing, just the vocals.
Yeah, yeah. And do you feel like this is, it's when you kind of do kind of strip back work like this, do you feel like there's an added almost like personal element to it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do, because of the fact that it's so, like, what's the word? Like, it's literally so minimalistic and therefore, I feel like what carries it is really the vocals and the vocal performance, which, you know, I don't know. I just feel like maybe it's just because I'm like a, you know, a real vocal nerd. Like, I just geek out over Sinead O'Connor and, you know, folks that just do so much with their vocals and have so much emotion. You know, even like Billie Eilish, like she sounds like she's crying sometimes. It's just wild. So, yeah, I do feel like it's very intimate and very, you know, yeah. What is it? No bars held or whatever the term is. And especially on like the kōwhotanga, the recitations as well. Yeah, it's literally just my me like speaking the spoken word with some vinyl dust behind it. So it's definitely, yes, very bare bones, but in the most beautiful, beautiful way.
Yeah, yeah. And I really appreciate, like, I love how you kind of have your two different worlds of music here. And I think, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people could take from that and, you know, satisfy their kind of musical endeavours a bit more. But, hey, each to their own, I guess. Takahu, thank you so much for joining me this morning. If people want to kind of, like, keep up to date with you, you know what you're doing, know where you are in the world, where are you at the moment, actually?
Oh, at the moment, I'm in Tamaki Makaurau. Finishing my Thea record, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Last time you spoke to me, I was in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Okay, well.
But I'm looking forward to coming back to Ōtautahi for Christmas, because that's where all my whānau was.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, yay. That fills me with joy to hear that. Oh, have a wonderful Christmas, actually. Yeah, yeah, spend it. Lots of food, lots of drink, lots of happiness and all that. Yeah. If people want to keep up to date with you, where can they do that?
Oh, well, obviously you can stream, like, watch and play the audio of the record on YouTube. And the way you spell my name, it means the hawk. It's TEKAAHU, which is my iwi or waikato's spelling. We do the double vowels. And then on Instagram, it's Tekahu Orangi, so literally the same spelling, but then with O, the letter O, and then Rangi, R-A-N-G-I. And I try and share, you know, I don't want to muddy the waters too much, but I try and share little, you know, happenings on my Thea platforms as well, in case you follow me there and haven't found Tekahu yet.
That is... so very useful. You've done a very good job there. And also, I love, I've always liked stylistically kind of the whole double vowel thing. I think it's cool.
Thank you. Well, I do too. I think it's such a cool way of spelling. It's the oldest way because, of course, we did not have a written language pre-colonization. Everything was, you know, oral and through our carvings and through our music. So this is like the first way that, you know, our language was written down to obviously acknowledge that there's like long and short vowels.
Yeah.
And our
people
in Waikato have kept it, and it's really cool. It's so beautiful. Like Māori, we spell like, you know, M-A-A-O-R-I.
Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah. Love that. Oh, that's cool. Wow, I didn't actually know that. But thank you so much for imparting that knowledge and sharing these things. And you're amazing for it. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you, Weawhua. Thanks for, wanting to have a kōrero. And it's really awesome to be able to share the project with y'all.
It's my absolute pleasure. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And that was the incredible, remarkable Takahu there. Talking about her new EP, I Roto I Te Pō, I Roto I Te Ao. And there is a title track with that same name. So going to play it for you right now. Enjoy.